First, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for an investigation into witness retaliation by President Trump. The move comes after Trump fired Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, and reassigned Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman back to the Pentagon. The two were key witnesses during Trump's impeachment proceedings in the House. On CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina defended the decision to remove Vindman.
People in his chain of command have been suspicious of him regarding his political point of view.
The National Security Advisor to the President sat in the chair you're sitting in last week and said he was confident that there were no leaks from the National Security Council.
Well, I am not. I want the man to be asked about what he did with the information.
In a letter to 74 inspectors general, Senator Schumer wrote, quote, "These attacks are part of a dangerous growing pattern of retaliation against those who report wrongdoing, only to find themselves targeted by the president and subject to his wrath and vindictiveness." And while Graham also supported Sondland's firing, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson said he urged Trump to not fire him, at least not right away. Daniel Lippman covers the White House in Washington for Politico. Dan, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us more about the circumstances of the reassignment of Lieutenant Colonel Vindman and the recall of Ambassador Sondland?
Yeah, so Vindman had been a key impeachment witness for the Democrats. He is the, or he was the Ukraine country director for the NSC, and, you know, serving in the military. And so he's been sent back to the Pentagon, where he will head to Army War College to be a professor. And the Army is not going to take part in the retribution against Vindman that Trump has spearheaded. Even his twin brother, Yevgeny Vindman, who also was an NSC lawyer, kind of coincidentally, he was sent back as well to the Army. He's going to work in the general counsel's office. But the brother didn't even testify in the impeachment probe. And so, you know, just because he's related to his brother, that means that he was a casualty of this.
That's the Vindmans. How about Ambassador Sondland?
So Sondland was a political appointee. You know, all ambassadors are appointees, either politically or their career ambassadors, members of the Foreign Service. And so he is back in Brussels this week, but is packing his stuff and is heading back home after. He donated $1 million to the Trump Inauguration Committee, wanted that ambassadorial slot. And he testified to the House that everyone was in the loop, everyone knew what was going on, that this was a, in fact, a quid pro quo. And, you know, Trump was trying to get him, get Sondland to go to the Ukrainian government to get that announcement of investigations. Trump was unhappy that Sondland was a witness. He thought that he should have shut up. And so he was recalled. All political appointees serve at the pleasure of the president, but a lot of senators, both Democratic and Republican ones, they're unhappy that there have been this retribution against Sondland and other impeachment witnesses.
You wrote about efforts by Republican senators to talk to President Trump and talk him out of releasing Sondland right away, including Wisconsin's own Ron Johnson. Can you talk about what they were hoping to see?
Yeah, so I talked to Johnson yesterday, and he detailed kind of his efforts to get Sondland to be protected from Trump's wrath. He was ultimately not successful, but basically his pitch was that Sondland was planning on leaving anyway in a few weeks, and that he should be left to exit on his own terms. But Trump did not see it that way, and that he thought that Sondland should go immediately. And Sondland was actually asked by the State Department to resign, and he refused, so he was ordered to be fired. And so this is pretty, you know, amazing stuff when you think about what the message it sends to future whistleblowers and people who are thinking of exposing wrongdoing in the government, that their careers and their jobs could be in jeopardy if they speak up. I do think that Sondland is very rich, and so he'll be fine. And the Vindman brothers, their careers won't be hurt in the end too much. But it does give people second thoughts when they see, you know, people like Vindman get escorted off the White House campus by security officers, kind of frog marched out of the White House. You know, it can only hurt morale among people who are civil servants and are just trying to do a good job.
Daniel Lipman is with us from Politico, talking about the dismissal or reassignment of two key impeachment witnesses. One person who had second thoughts and probably first thoughts, too, was Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat, making a request to inspectors general. What is he looking for?
So he is, pretty much asking the inspector generals to look into it. And also, they want to prevent this from happening to other people. There are a number of other officials who had testified, Laura Cooper at the Defense Department, there's George Kent at the
David
State
Holmes,
Department.
I think.
Yeah, David Holmes, the clean-cut blonde guy from Ukraine, the political officer there. And so Schumer and other senators don't want this to become too much of a trend, and so they are asking for kind of a halt in retributions and also inspector generals to look into whether this violating laws and examine the details of Trump's vindictive behavior.
Now, Kellyanne Conway, a key player in the White House, was on Fox and Friends this morning, asked whether more people might be forced out of their roles. She said, quote, maybe. Do we know of anyone else who is believed to be maybe on the hot seat here?
So the Washington Post reported that Michael Atkinson, who is the inspector general for the intelligence community, who gave the whistleblower complaint to Congress several months ago. Trump is thinking of firing him. According to reports, I talked to a source in the government today, and they said, that's what they're hearing as well. But it doesn't look like Trump has decided on that. There are other people who could lose their jobs. But we're also looking at the National Security Council is likely to shrink more. People are going to go back to their agencies. This was announced already, but in a kind of interesting timing that this is happening this week as well.
What are you watching for next on this story?
I think I'm just watching for whether, the makeup of the National Security Council after this, whether it's as effective as before. Trump does not like people telling him things that he doesn't want to hear, and he often ignores advice and intelligence and policy recommendations from career government staffers. He doesn't trust that stuff, and so I'm watching for more hints of that type of behavior from Trump.
And do you expect to see any more criticism or pushback from Republican senators, a few of whom at least objected to the way Ambassador Sondland was dismissed?
I think if we see more examples of this, then we will we'll see more criticism. This is, Ron Johnson also criticized Trump and other Trump allies who criticized Mitt Romney's religion. That was a theme that the Trump people were hitting last week, and that's not something that gives lots of joy to Republican senators because they were trying to have him change his behavior. But he's kind of – it's hard to take off your stripes if you're a tiger or whatever.
Dan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Daniel Lipman covers the White House and Washington for Politico. We talked to him about President Trump's decision to remove from their posts two key witnesses during the House impeachment proceedings. He recalled U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland and reassigned Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman to the Pentagon. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says more dismissals are possible. You can keep following these stories on the WPR.org page. We've got coverage from NPR there and on the Ideas Network Facebook page.